2020 is now gone. Now, Russ preached last week of where do we go from here? You remember that sermon he taught? But I want us to look back. You know, 2020 was probably one of the worst years in our lifetime. You know, Russ said that God didn't say, I didn't see that coming. So the Lord knew 2020 was going to come. And the Lord knew what was going to happen in 2020. There was no doubt in his mind what that year will hold for us. With all the pandemic, all the divide we had in the country last year, with all shutting down the country, people being out of a jobs and still out of a jobs. Who would have thought toilet paper would be worth a lot of money? That's the things we faced in 2020. It was a year that we did not expect. It was a year full of surprises, a lot of unwelcome surprises. But you know what? We can use 2020 to our advantage. As it was read earlier, in a fine job, and it's such encouraging seeing a young man to get up there and stand in front of all of y'all, because there's a future of our church right there. I look forward to that. But this one reads this way. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for the one who promised is faithful. Our Lord is faithful to keep his promises, is he not? He is faithful to keep his promise to us. So what I want to do this morning, I want to do the top 20 countdown for 2020. Because there's a lot of things that God promised that happened in 2020 that we are being blessed with, that we can stand on his promises. So when we look back at 2020 with all the struggles we had, and we can start counting down all those promises God made to us, 2021 will have nothing that we cannot handle. So this morning, I want us to look back at all the promises God kept for us in 2020. Sometimes it's hard to see because sometimes we get so focused on the storm, we miss out on the blessings that are around us. We get so focused on what's going on out there and not realizing what miracles are happening in here. So I want us to start a little countdown this morning. You know, over 2,000 years ago, promises were made. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Even with 2020, we've been blessed. That was promised over 2,000 years ago. That to Abraham, that we would have blessings even within 2020. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good, his love endures forever. His love never forsake us during 2020, did it? We went through a lot of struggles, but his love has always been there. Sometimes we don't see the love out there, and we need to focus on what is important and the love that we have in here. And the world needs that love. That's one thing that you need to realize. We need to pass on what blessings and what promises are given to us. It's not only given to us, but it's given to them, but we got to show them the way. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So often we get so tied up in the struggles of life that we don't have the things that we think that we need or is more than the things that we want. We're not content. You look back at 2020 and it's been so easy to look and say, I'm not content in the way this year's going. There's too much turmoil. There's too much struggles. There's too much heartaches. But we forget one thing, a promise from the Lord. He never leaves us, nor will he forsake us. If we can understand that, what comes up in the years to come, because, you know, Russ says it all the time, things are bad. They're going to get worse. But the victory is won. God that makes promises keeps every one of them. I am your shelter and your great reward. 2020 was one of those years that we needed a lot of sheltering. We needed a lot of protection. But as those who are in this room and those who are watching online, we have gone through 2020. He has sheltered us and protected us throughout that year. But he doesn't leave it at that. He's our great reward. So there's great rewards that were given to us in 2020. Great things that were done for us in 2020. God has kept those promises. God says, don't panic. How many of us wanted to panic in 2020 when we started hearing all this information about what this virus can do, about how fast it spreads and how overwhelming it can be? Because our Lord told us, don't panic. I'm with thee. No need for fear, for I am your God. I give you strength. I help you. I hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. That's what our Lord did. He promised to do that for us, and that's what he did in 2020. So that has us the ability and the courage to realize that whatever comes ahead, we don't have anything to worry about. And that may be one of the things the Lord gave us was 2020 to make us realize and appreciate how much we need to lean on our Father. That our own abilities won't go very far. Other people's abilities won't go very far. But our God's ability will sustain us and help us and keeps a hold of us no matter what we're going through. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Tell me 2020 wasn't one of those weary years or burden years. But as Christians, as part of God's children, he will give us rest. That's something he promised, and that's something he gave us throughout our life. Not just in 2020, but in the years to come and years past, because we've all faced struggles throughout our lives. For your Lord God is a sunshine and a shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory. No good things will he withhold from those who walk upright. He promises to be our sunshine in the darkness. He promises again to be our shield. He gives us grace and glory. No good things will he withhold from us. Even in 2020, no good things will he withhold from us. Hear these type of encouragement, especially after the year that we went through, to realize maybe we should stop focusing on the storm and start focusing on the Lord and what he truly provides for us. Stop focusing on our abilities, but start focusing on God's abilities. That we start to realize there's nothing to fear, nothing to worry. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people. Because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. You know, sometimes we kind of reject the Lord, but we can always go back. He never rejects us. Even though we get like Peter did walking on that water when he takes his eyes off Jesus and starts to sink. It was so easy for us to probably start to sink in 2020 and take our eyes and reject our focus on Jesus. But he is there and ready to help us. He takes pleasure in calling us his own. That's a promise he makes. I'll be here for you no matter what you go through. No matter what's going on in your life personally. No matter what struggles you're going to face throughout the year. Jesus will never reject you. And will always call you his own. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, will he teach the sinners the way. The meek he will guide in judgment. And the meek he will teach his way. You know what he promises? No matter what we're going through, he'll teach us how to get through it. He'll show us the way on how to get through whatever struggles that we're going through. So it doesn't matter what struggles you're facing in life, no matter what struggles you're facing right now, if you lean on Jesus, he will show you the way. And that's something that we need to offer to them out there. Because you look at that world and saw all the turmoil that's going on right now, all the struggles that are going on. They need to know the way home. And you have it. You have the way to show a better life for no matter what our circumstances are. You have the way and the ability to show them, no matter what they're going through, I have a better life for you. And that's through Christ Jesus. He promised to give us the way out. And we know that in all things, what's that leave out? Nothing. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who has been called according to whose purpose? His purpose. So 2020, God said, all things work out for good. It may change a mindset. It may have brought Christian people to Christ that never would have thought about it before because their life was so busy and so focused on themselves, they realize, hey, I can't do this. It may put your perspective in things. Things going in life are going just fine, and you needed that. But all things work out for good. Even 2020 work out for the benefit. We got to realize that, as Russ says, God's in control. So often we try to control or take control of the situation, and we end up messing it up just about every time. And that seems to be what's going on in the world. They try to take control, and they're going to mess it up every time. But as long as we follow his purpose, his will, all things work out for good. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. He promises. And I look back at my life over the 54 years that I've lived. He's always provided everything that I needed. He's never held anything back. But the glorious thing about all that, I'm basing it off his riches, not mine. So I'm getting blessed 1,000 times more than I deserve because I get to base it off his riches. He's not going to hold anything back to you. That's his promise. As a child of God, he's going to make sure that you have everything you need and even more. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petitions, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. First of all, we need to come to him prayers of thanksgiving. So often we might look at 2020 in a throughout that year and say, how do we be thankful of this year? But first of all, we got to realize how powerful our God is, that he can provide all our needs. But I love that last part. He protects our hearts and mind. Because a lot of times we are emotional people. And when we get to thinking and worrying about things, he tells us right at the beginning, don't worry about anything. I got this. You have nothing to worry about because I'm in complete control. And if you not worry about it and bring your request known to me, I will protect your heart and mind. At times, just having that is such a great blessing. Not to worry about things. Not to worry about tomorrow. Just to have that relief is at times such a beautiful thing. For I am not ashamed to the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone. Who did I leave out?
Nobody.
Everyone who believes. That's what we need to preach out there. The salvation that we have, that nobody else has right now. If you're not a Christian, it's not offered to you. We have that. They can have that. They can have the same promises that we just went over that we have. But we got to let them know about it. If we're not out there telling them, we're not doing what we're here for. Because, man, we talked about it this morning, being missionaries. Each and every one of us are missionaries, and our mission is to get the word out. To let everybody know there's a better way. A way that you have nothing to worry about. You don't have to worry about anything that's going on around you. 1 John 1, 9 tells us this. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't know about the rest of you, but I know I'm a sinful man. I struggle with sin on a daily basis. To know that my God is faithful and just to forgive me when I confess my sins. When I turn around and try to do the right thing, He promises me that I'll be forgiven. You know, sometimes that's what we worry about or I struggle with. Am I going to be right with God when that day comes? But He tells me right here that He is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins. That's a promise from God. We need to understand that and realize that. Those are promises that we had in 2020. 2020, when I got to worrying about this and I got to worrying about this and took my focus off God, when I realized what I was doing wrong and came back, He was faithful and just to forgive me right there on the spot. And there's no limit to that. As long as we are trying to strive to do the right thing, there's not a, all right, you met your max. There's no max when it comes to the Lord. He gives freely. And I give unto you them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gives them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. He offers us eternal life. He promises us eternal life. And no one can take that away from you. No one has the ability, not even Satan himself has the ability to take away your salvation, your eternal life. Because God's hand is too powerful and strong. At times you may push Him away and say, hey, no, I don't want it right now. But no one can take that away from you. He promises you that. So we have a promise of a greater things to come, which they don't. We do. We have a promise of greater things to come. We have a promise that a victory that is won. They don't until they come over here. And we have to show them that. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. You know, God's doing great things through all of y'all. I don't know if you realize that or fully understand it, because I don't. But I know that God's doing great things for each and every one of y'all, because y'all are here this morning. Y'all are striving to do the right thing. And He promises to complete that work. As long as you keep working and doing those great things for the Lord, He promises to complete that work. Till the day He comes. So let's not get tired or not get weary. Let's continue to work for the Lord, not get discouraged. Man, we're not getting anywhere. I'm just like we were talking about this morning, some of the missionaries may get discouraged because it doesn't seem their work is working, but it is through the Lord, because He promises to complete the work. So we not need to give up and continue to tell them out there about what we have in here. So don't give up, because the Lord's got it in hand. He's going to let it get completed. He promises you that. The Lord Jesus said, in my house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That's where I am, there may you may be also. You know, the Lord has left. He was here on earth. He left. But He makes a promise. He's coming back. He's coming back for who? Each and every one of you. For His people. for his children. He makes that promise that he hasn't gone and left and not going to return. He makes the promise that he will return. And that's what we need to hold on through 2020, through 2021, through 2022. It doesn't matter what the situation is. We need to realize and understand our Father's coming back for us. No matter what's going in this world, no matter how bad it's getting, no matter how bad it's going to get, he's coming back for us. And what we need to do is try to bring as many people as we can along the way. You know, we think about all those promises. Those are promises that God made to us. But there's a part that we have to fulfill. He can give us all the promises in the world, but if we don't do our part to fulfill it, we're not going to receive it. So first of all, we need to have a love that no one else out there has. We need to have a love of God. And when you start showing that love to the world out there, they will want to be a part of that because it's unconditional. The love that God gives to us, that he keeps all the promises, are unconditional. So no matter what all the struggles, the disagreements, or the problems out there, we need to love them with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. We ain't got to agree with that, what they do, but we got to show them a love that they want to be a part of, an unconditional love. Because out there, you do something wrong and they disagree with you, they may not like you anymore. But in here, we don't care what your situation is. We know that God loves us, so we're going to love you. That's highly important, especially in this time and age. We got to believe in God's promises. If we take our focus off what God promises us, 2020 seems like the worst year ever occurred because we're not focusing on the promises. We got to believe on what God promises us. We got to be obedient to God. None of these promises will do any good if we're not willing to obey God and what he asks for us. We got to be meek and lowly in heart so he could raise us up. You know, I posted on Facebook, and I don't know exactly how it's posted, but it's talking about being in the desert. Complain and stay, praise and be raised. And I think we had a tendency in 2020 to complain about 2020. So we struggled and stayed. But if we realize if we just praise God, we'll be raised out of whatever situation that we are in. So we need to quit complaining and start praising and working for the Lord and focus on his promises. For I have learned what it means to be content in my circumstances. We got to learn, whatever our circumstances, to be content in it. It's not going to be the best situation because we're not in heaven yet. We're not going to have the best life all the time. We're going to have struggles, pain, suffering, loss. But we got to realize that we got a better situation than anybody else has. Our situation is not their situation, but their situation can be our situation. Because we have a promise of eternal life, of a mansion that's been prepared for us. We have all these great things coming. We just got to realize we're here for a purpose. We're here for a reason. As we talk about those missionaries this morning, so well fit this morning to this lesson. We are missionaries. You think about those missionaries that go to those foreign countries. This is not a very comfortable situation. They're out of their country. They're struggling with trying to do what's right. We're just passing through, brothers and sisters. It's not going to be a comfortable life all the time because we're on a mission. We just got to rely on the promises. And what does missionaries do when they go to foreign countries to tell everybody else about the promises God made to them? We're all missionaries. We should be carrying out to that foreign land out there in that world what God has to offer for them, what God has done for us, and to get them to understand 2020 has nothing compared to what our God can do. So when you focus on 2020, look back at all the promises he made to you. No matter how bad 2020 seemed to be, We can understand that 2020 ain't got nothing on God. Now we know how to move forward, like just like Russ said. We focus on the promises of what he's done for us, and we share it to those who are out there. You may be going through some struggles in your life right now, and you may be taking your eyes off that storm, off the Lord and focusing on that storm. I want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, it may be financial difficulty, because we've had that this year. It may be illness. It may be loss of loved ones, because we've lost a lot of loved ones over this 2020 through the pandemic. It may be struggling, where do I fit in all this? I hope and pray that you will focus on all the promises that God has made to you. The Lord will take care of you in every way. So don't focus on your struggles. Don't focus on your sins. Don't focus on your difficulties. The Lord has so many blessings just waiting for you. If you have any struggles this morning, Dale will be up front. Wesley's already in the back. If you're online, you can text either Wesley or Dale with your prayer requests. And we will bring it forward the church. Because we were told, as we read earlier, bring your petitions to him. So I encourage you, if you have any struggles, we can all pray together. As the elders of this church, by leading a prayer to you, they're righteous men. We're told righteous men's availeth much. Another promise from God. So no matter what you're going through, we can go through it together. That's why he created the church. So we don't have to do this by ourselves. We have people to lean on. So is there anything that we can do for you this morning? Why don't you come now as we stand and sing?